Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Slice of Healthcare. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we're doing something a little different. We're having two guests on, and we are talking ahead of the Society of Hospital Medicine annual conference with our guests, Dr. Naseem Asar and Dr. Dustin Smith. So Dr. Asar is actually the president of the board of directors for the Society of Hospital Medicine. And Dr. Smith is one of the course directors on the annual conference committee for the Society of Hospital Medicine. Both are hospitalists. Super excited to have both of them on. So we're not going to waste any time. Without further ado, let's have them on. Our sponsor for this podcast is our parent company, Block Health. They make life easier for healthcare professionals and organizations. The platform will save healthcare professionals and organizations time, money, and provide less headaches during the onboarding process. For more information, please go to www.blochealth.com. That's blockhealth.com. And follow Block Health on social media at blochealth health at Block Health. Thanks. Thank you so much for joining us on the Slice of Healthcare podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I'd love for you both to give the audience a quick rundown of kind of how your career journey is going thus far. And we'll go into some cool topics that I know everyone will be interested in and go from there.
Fantastic. Well, hi, everyone. Sarah, I'm the Society of Hospital Medicine and a hospitalist. I'll start off by a little bit of background about myself. When I was a third year medical student, I was on the hospitalist service, and I remember the first day I was on service, we had a case where an executive had come in with atrial fibrillation and was feeling lightheaded and had palpitations, and watching the hospitalist administer medications that helped him feel back to normal and then be able to put him on a regimen that was going to ensure that he could move forward and continue to have a good quality of life was really incredible to me, to think that we could care for people during a very acute period of time when they feel vulnerable, and be able to through the care that we deliver, get them back to what their normal life is. And as I moved forward and looked at the team-based care that we deliver, the variety of disease states that we get to be involved with, I was sold. I knew that I wanted to be in hospital medicine.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Dr. Smith, did you have a similar experience, or what was your story like?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Dustin Smith. I am a hospitalist with Emory at the Atlanta VA. My career in hospital medicine came about, really had the great opportunity to work with a number of terrific leaders and mentors in hospital medicine as I went through my education and training. And just really found my home in hospital medicine. And in addition to that, in my interactions with patients, found that my skills were best suited in the hospital medicine setting as far as taking care of those patients, really all patients. And so I found that's where I could best serve my patients as a physician. And so that's what led to a career in hospital medicine. Again, guided and aided by a number of terrific mentors and leaders in hospital medicine. I've been with the Society of Hospital Medicine since 2011. It's really where I found my professional home. I'm lucky enough to be course director for hospital medicine 2019 this year. Education has always been very, very important to me, and a very important aspect of my career. And starting in 2012 with, you know, joining the annual meeting planning committee for the Hospital Medicine Conference by SHM, have had the opportunity to help plan those meetings since starting with Hospital Medicine 2013. And now with the culmination of being course director for Hospital Medicine 2019, I'm just ecstatic and so thankful to have been given the chance to have this opportunity to impact education for hospitalists.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the annual conference is right around the corner, right? March 24th to the 27th. It's we are just a week away, which is really exciting, which was one of the reasons I wanted to have both of you on ahead of the conference to kind of highlight, you know, what can people expect that are attending, what are people missing out on that aren't attending, right? And I think a good thing that we can go into next is quickly kind of go over the upcoming conference, some of the new educational tracks as well, and what makes this year, I guess, different with the conference. It sounds like there's some things different as far as content, what was kind of proposed, and we can go from there. So whichever one of you would like to dive into it first, and then the other can follow.
Wonderful. I'll kick off with the bigger vision of the meeting and why this is just such a special meeting for hospitalists, and then I'll turn it over to Dustin to get into the details of kind of all the thoughtful elements that went into this year's meeting that make it quite unique and special. You know, I attended my first annual meeting about 12 years ago now, and I think what attracted me back then still holds true, which is this is the only meeting for hospitalists where the entire content and the entire meeting is shaped around the needs and the asks of hospitalists across the country. In addition to having cutting-edge content, it is a gathering place for hospitalists to come together to share ideas, to be challenged by each other, and to find the collaborations and the partnerships that are necessary for us to move forward throughout the year. And I think that's really a unique feature of this meeting, where you can have thousands of hospitalists with whom you can share a couple of days of not just education, but also camaraderie and collaboration with.
Yeah, I'd just like to echo that. I mean, if you ask, like, what are people missing out on if they don't come to the meeting, you know, one, the education, but, you know, two, the networking opportunities and really being a part of the movement of hospital medicine. It's just really palpable throughout the meeting with several thousand hospitalist colleagues there, really there for a celebration of hospital medicine in some ways. I think one thing that's terrific about our conference is, you know, new this year, we did a completely open call for course content so we could, you know, truly curate a conference that was for hospitalists by hospitalists, and you know, for both our SHM members and non-members alike to submit ideas as far as topics and speakers, and you know, people responded to this. We received a ton of great ideas and recommendations for new topics and new speakers, so we could really keep our meeting you know, new and timely, and meeting those educational needs desired by our conference attendees. And so I think that's one unique feature of this meeting this year, where I feel like we improve on the meeting every year as we work to plan it and partnering with SHM. And this year's, you know, aspect that really stands out is this completely open call for content. And through that, we learn about what are some new ideas and new things people want to see. So we have some new educational tracks unique to our conference this year. One focused on clinical practice guidelines called Between the Guidelines. We have another one on clinical mastery for those aspiring to be master clinicians, which I think all of us, you know, want to be, you know, reach that status. Some of the sessions we found really popular are some of the hot topic debatable sessions. And so we actually have expanded the great debate track, we call it, where we pair, you know, two amazing speakers who debate over some really controversial topics in hospital medicine. And this year we've added more clinical updates. Those are always very, very popular amongst our attendees. So we listened and we added more. And we also heard that people wanted more opportunities to attend workshops. And so we expanded and added more this year as well. Those are just some of the, you know, summary highlights of what makes this, you know, meeting a little bit different this year than in years past.
It's amazing to me to see how much work goes into these meetings, right? All the exhibits, the workshops that you mentioned, the different sessions. I know they have Hill Day as well. Yeah. It's definitely a huge event, and very much looking forward to attending. This will be my first ever hospital medicine conference, so I'm really excited to attend and meet a lot
of
people.
You're in for a treat, I have to say. I know I'm a little biased, but
that's okay. Yeah, no, it's I mean, when I was speaking with your marketing team before this call, they were hyping me up. You know, I was really looking forward to it after hearing a lot of the topics that they were discussing with me. And I speak with both of you and I speak with them and everyone I've spoken with from the organization. You can just tell the passion right away, like for this event, for this organization. And it excites everyone, right? When everyone is super excited for events like this and what they're doing for work. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I was going to say, I think you bring up a really great point, which is hospital medicine was really established by physicians who wanted to solve some fundamental healthcare problems. So, again, starting off with the clinical practice of taking care of acutely ill patients in the hospital and specializing in the care of patients who need to be hospitalized, to working on when the quality movement was up and running, working in hospital systems to solve some, again, fundamental quality and safety problems, to, again, the work that we do in advocacy, as you pointed out, with Hell Day, where we're going to have a large number of hospitalists meeting with their congressmen and women and talking about the issues that are important to the patients who are in hospital beds. I think hospitalists continually strive to be problem solvers, and there's a lot of enthusiasm and joy around that.
Are you both attending Hill Day?
Yes, I will be there.
I will be at the meeting, so it runs in concurrence with our meeting. So I have duties on site for the actual meeting. But, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of people are coming for the education, but, you know, they can also stay for the movement. And that is Hill Day on Wednesday, March 27th. You know, this year's proximity to the nation's capital allows for the conference to take place in conjunction with SHM's Hill Day for those who you know, want to join fellow hospitalists on Capitol Hill and have their voice heard on those important issues, as alluded to by Nassim. You know, and there's, you know, besides just our very aggressive schedule with educational tracks that were, you know, as best thought out as possible, with like 11 different tracks occurring at once, there's all kinds of other stuff embedded into the agenda. You know, we have events labeled as academic events, if that's your thing. There's SHM quick talks, pop-up talks. Those are on some usually, you know, really hot topic areas. You mentioned the exhibit hall and the product theaters. There's special interest forums, and there's stuff occurring at night in addition to the conference program that people can take advantage of after the main conference agenda concludes for the day. If they're still hankering for more education, those opportunities are there. So we really feel like we have something for everyone at this conference. And again, that's by doing our job and listening to what our fellow attendees, want to see at this conference, what they want to hear, what topics they want to hear about, where they have areas of educational need in their practice.
Absolutely. I would like to kind of, we talked about it a little bit, but we talked about why Hospitalist and a little bit about the upcoming conference and the different topics and like what makes this year special. But one of the things I would like to go into more detail is why Society of Hospital Medicine, right? I know there's a value add for Hospitalist and more about the offering. I know you both have some points on that, so I'll let you take it away.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think in a dynamic world where there's multiple demands on our time, people, professionals, hospitalists often think about, again, what's the value add out of the different things that we're involved with. And I think one of the things that we hear from our membership and part of why Dustin and I, among many others, are so significantly involved in Society of Hospital Medicine is that it really is a place that provides that value to members. So similar to what we talked about the annual meeting, there is everything from educational offerings on our websites, as well as other meetings that we have. So we have a series of leadership meetings, meetings to train hospitalist leaders who want to be in quality education, as well as a number of regional content-specific meetings throughout the year. So there's kind of the educational component. There is a large quality and safety community, again, for the substantive number of hospitalists who are involved in these activities. They have not only a home, but a series of resources to be able to successfully plan and implement quality improvement projects. There are advocacy opportunities. And then there is this larger community that offers everything else that hospitalists are interested in, with large number of committees and special interest groups, with chapters across the nation, where at a local level people can connect and collaborate with fellow hospitalists, and it really builds this robust community where, any question or concern that you have, or mentorship and support that you need to be able to ensure that you have a successful career in hospital medicine, you can get that answered within the Society of Hospital Medicine. And that's a huge value add when you're trying to navigate the healthcare landscape these days.
Yeah, I don't think I could put it any better than that, but I'll try to, except to say, so many people, whether it's at the meeting or not, as members of SHM, are just so involved in the society itself. And so it really allows for a perfect symbiotic relationship for hospitalists having their professional home in the Society of Hospital Medicine. And a number of us volunteer and, put in work to contribute back to the society that is helping our careers develop and providing career development opportunities and for, the ability to be successful and have future opportunities in our own practice, whether it's in leadership, education, research, quality, practice management, so on and so forth. The Society of Hospital Medicine, through its annual conference, through all the other meetings and yearly offerings that Nassim alluded to, are able to provide those to provide that development and training to hospitalists as they continue to develop their careers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, even more so after our discussion today. And I'm very excited for it's coming up in the next week. We will definitely, I know everyone's busy, but we'll definitely have to meet up face-to-face at some point at the conference. Would love to meet both of you, besides this discussion that we're having today. So I want to thank both of you.
We look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm excited. It's always good to put a face to the voice, right? For sure. Once again, I want to thank both of you for coming on the Slice of Healthcare podcast today. I would love, as we build this relationship, for you to both come on again at some point to discuss, whether that's regulatory issues in the space, new findings, doing your job differently, new technologies, right? Innovation in the space. There's a lot of different topics that we can discuss, but I would love for this not to be the last time you're on the podcast. So we will have to discuss that and make it happen.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. We look forward to it.
Great. Well, look forward to meeting both of you face to face, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank
you.
Have a great day.
National Harbor.
Thank you to everyone who listened to our podcast and who does listen to our podcast. This was a great podcast. We are very excited to go to the Society of Hospital Medicine Conference next week as well. Be sure to direct message us, tweet us, send us an Instagram message as well. And we'll meet up with anyone that you want us to talk about any questions that you may have for us. We're hoping to do maybe some podcasts, some interviews, some blog posts based on this conference, and we will keep everyone updated. So be sure to check out our feeds, especially Instagram, and let us know what you need us to ask, or let us know if you want to see some live streams, and we'll be happy to do that for you. So once again, thank you so much, and be sure to follow us at Slice of Healthcare on most of our channels, Twitter at @SliceOfHC, and check out our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com, for blog posts and other interesting articles. Thanks again, and keep listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.